That certainly doesn't sound like good news. It sounds very unchristlike, as a matter of fact, that he's talking about how he's going to be the source of division. But in trying to teach us a way of life, in trying to teach us that beyond this life, there is something that is worth a whole lot more than this life has to offer, it's going to take some struggle. And there have to be parameters, there have to be values, there have to be limits, there have to be principles. All of these things are very important. But we all know from personal experience, especially as adults, it starts when kids are about, I'm not sure now, but it used to be when they started approaching adolescence, that they would kind of question everything that was thrown at them. I think it starts about 4 or 5 now. But anyway, most of us are pretty adept at doing this. When somebody tries to tell us that what we are doing is harmful to other people, hurtful to family members, maybe a scandal to neighbors, the first thing we want to do is to block that, because there couldn't possibly be anything wrong with us. So it's very difficult for us to accept that. And so when somebody tries to tell us that, we will either block them, we will ignore them, ignore what they said, or go home and fret about it, and then what we'll do is come back and attack the person and say, you know, somehow or another, that is not going to apply to me. Jeremiah the prophet, he had a tough job. He had to try to tell the chosen people of God that what they were doing was contrary to God's law, to what they had pledged, and what God had pledged to do for them. And as a consequence, if they didn't shape up, God would punish them. Well, they didn't want to hear that. He was demoralizing them. He was upsetting the people. So what did they do rather than listen to what he had to say and apply it to their own personal lives like it was meant to do? They would abuse him, they'd criticize him, they'd ridicule him, they'd persecute him. They finally had him, they're trying to kill him, and threw him in the cistern. And it was only by one faithful person that he was rescued from that pit. But you think about that, see, in our world today, we talk about freedom of speech, which is, you begin to wonder about it sometimes. Because if you say something about your faith, your belief, for instance, if we talk about abortion, well, we are immediately branded as narrow-minded, out of touch, behind the times, that we don't know what we're talking about, we're sticking our nose in other people's business. And all we're trying to do is uphold what God has said. All life is important. All life has dignity. All life is sacred. So if you try to say that to somebody in our world today, you're immediately some kind of a narrow-minded bigot. Or think about, say, like the sisters who, I think they're working down in the jungles of Brazil, were working with the natives there, trying to help protect where they lived and how they lived, to protect their way of life. And with the very rich people coming by, they wanted to deforest that area. And so the sisters were getting in the way because they said, you can't do that, it's unjust, you're treating people unfairly, you're stealing from them. So they just killed them. Our Archbishop Romero, remember him, the story about him, how he became really, he really had a change of life where he became a very strong advocate of the poorest people and justice for the poor people. And so he was very vocal in what he was saying. And as a consequence, he was getting in people's way, particularly the political leaders of the place. And so they shot him. And so that kind of stuff still goes on. People in our world today, we think persecutions were something back in the second, third centuries of the church. But there are more people being persecuted for their faith today than there probably were in those days. See, simply being a Christian in some areas of our world today is reason for somebody to kill you. So we kind of think about that. We have a treasure that Christ has given to us to teach us a way of life that he wants us to pass on to others. A way of life that is going to bring peace to people's lives, justice to people's lives, fairness, love, kindness, thoughtfulness, sharing, all of these things. He's trying to teach us that way of life, and because he tried to do that in his day, he upset a few people and they had him killed. And the same thing is happening in our world today. I was talking to somebody not too long ago, kind of surprised me. The person is a devout Catholic. Of course, whatever that means in our world today. But she was a devout Catholic. And she was complaining about Pope Francis. She said, "I think he's a heretic." And I said, "On what grounds?" "Well, some of the stuff he said, you know." And I'm sure it was because he spoke publicly about treating everybody with dignity and respect and honor, and that includes the gay people in this world, people who think and live differently than we do, because he said, I'm not their judge. God says we are supposed to treat all people with dignity because somehow he lives in every one of us." Well, that was one of the things that really particularly bothered her. But the fact that he would dare talk about protecting the environment, that's totally out of his realm. He has no business. He should stick to theology. Well, somehow or another, I think that it all kind of blends together after a while. You know, taking care of our earth is part of our responsibility as human beings. When God gave the world to us, he said, "Take care of it, share it, multiply it, fill it, but share it for the good of all." And another thing that probably bothered her quite a bit was the fact that he is he's very much concerned about the people of the world who are forced from their homes, the immigrants of the world, and how they're being treated. Because they are people. They're people of God. God dwells in them somehow, that we are supposed to all treat them with dignity and respect. So it seems like no matter what we uphold as a value, somebody's going to be unhappy about it. And say, particularly in our world today, in our country, where everybody's trying to be so politically correct, they become obnoxious after a while. But what we have to do is look at the values Christ gave to us. Stand up for them. People may not like it. People in your own family. There are families that I know that members of family do not speak to one another because one of them said to the brother, "It's not right for you to be living with that woman." And so they just don't speak to each other. Or because in one community, there was a very charismatic preacher that came by, and he convinced several Catholics that they were in the wrong church. So he helped move them to another church. Well, their families had been Catholic in this small community for forever. And all of a sudden, some members of the family are going to this new church. And the ones who are still going to the Catholic Church. Well, rather than deal with it, they would constantly fight about it. To the point where some families that had been very close-knit for years just gradually fractured, broke apart. So, I don't know if they ever resolved that. I hope they did. And I think so many times in our own life, we tend to do that too. Rather than taking what somebody says to us, whether it's in criticism or suggestion or advice or whatever it might be, rather than taking it and looking at it and saying, does it apply to me? And if it does, why not take advantage of the person's interest in you to change, at least if it's for the better? Remember all of this stuff that we do, all that we're asked to do, that this Christ that we're asked to follow, the Christ that we're asked to proclaim in our world, the principles and the values and the example that he gave to us, all of this he gave to us. He knew people were not going to accept all of it. He knew people would get angry that they killed him. But he said, look beyond that. Look to what I'm holding out for you. If you are faithful, look what I'm going to give you once we're past all of this. I will give you a place for all eternity where you will have the peace that everybody professes to seek, that you will share the love that everybody in the world needs, and all of these other things, it will all be there for you. So sometimes we have to look past the hurts and the rejection and the ridicule that happens to us now and realize that maybe they don't like it here, but he likes it in the hereafter. And that's really where we're all supposed to be planning to go.